You are listening to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, the best of series. What?
Welcome to the Yummy Mummy Podcast, where you will learn brand new and shockingly different tools to lose weight for the last time. And now, here's your host, certified life and weight loss coach, Laura Conley.
Welcome to the show. You guys, are you excited? I am. So, we are releasing the best of series every Thursday from now until who knows when. So without further ado, I want to give you one of the best episodes that we have ever recorded. Enjoy it. Let me know what you think. I can't wait to drop episodes to you every single week on Thursdays. Don't worry. The new content, the new freshy fresh will still be coming to you on Tuesdays. And of course, if you have any questions, just email me, laura@lauraconley.com. Enjoy this episode and have the best day ever. You guys, we are talking about the concept of words matter. Be impeccable with your word, okay? Now, why would we want to care about what we say or what we think to ourselves in terms of the words we choose? And you guys have heard this in previous episodes, right? I talk about the think, feel, act cycle. And when we think in a certain way, we feel a certain emotion. And because of that emotion, we do certain things or we don't do certain things. Think, feel, act. Okay. So that's why words really matter. The words that we say out loud and the words that we say to ourselves in our heads. Let's talk about some of the words that you might say to yourself by default if you decided to put yourself on a diet or a protocol. Let's say you decided to move away from processed sugar because it doesn't make you feel good and it doesn't give you the result that you want. You might say to yourself when the cupcake arises, oh, I can't have that. You might say, oh, I shouldn't have it. You might say, I'm not allowed. You might say, I'm sticking to my diet. You might think to yourself, it's not fair that they get to have the cupcake and I don't. You might think something like, I will never be able to have this special sprinkles cupcake ever again. Or fill in the blank, you guys, whatever the food is. You might think, oh, I'll hurt her feelings if I don't eat the special cupcake that she made me. You might think, this is really special. This has that like cream cheese frosting. You might think something like, oh, it won't matter. But think about that. When you think those thoughts, you'll start to feel a certain feeling. And that feeling will drive your action, and those actions that you take will determine your results, will determine whether or not you lose weight for the last time. So one of the best examples I have is, and I think I might have shared this with you guys on the podcast, but I'll tell you again. And there's so many examples that are just like this when I was losing weight for the last time, but I vividly remember being at, I think it was a Thai restaurant. Yeah, it was a Thai restaurant. And I was with my family and I was with my aunt. And my aunt said, hey, do you want a little bite of my tempura? And I was like, oh, no, thank you. And as soon as I was saying no, thank you, she interrupted me and she was like, oh, God, I'm so sorry I even offered that to you. You can't have that. That has flour. Because you guys probably know by now that I typically on a day to day don't eat processed sugar or processed flour. I don't eat processed food. So she knew that. And so she was like, oh, like you can't have that. And I was like, oh no, like I can totally have that. I can eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I just choose not to have it. So can you guys already start to see the difference? When I think I choose not to have it, I take all my power back. I'm the one in charge. Someone isn't dictating to me, and this is exactly why some diets don't work, because the diets are a prescription that we're actually deep down not bought in on. That's why I tell my clients, look, I don't give you a prescription. Now, do I give you heavy-handed help? Yes. Do I look over your protocol? 100%. But do you choose it? Yes. Otherwise, it doesn't work. Do you know why you're doing what you're doing? Yes. And I teach you all of that, of course. But I really want you guys to start to see the difference between I can't have it versus I choose not to have it, right? When we think something like I can't have that, how do we feel? For me, I feel restricted. I feel deprived. And then if I feel deprived, what will I ultimately do? I will ultimately throw in the towel. Ultimately, there will be a case of the fuck it's. And what ends up happening when I throw in the towel and the case of the fuck it's is happening and playing out? I end up eventually eating all the things. So it really starts with our words, you guys. I would recommend never ever saying, I can't have that, because you're going to feel a tightening, a deprivation, a restriction, grinning and bearing it, white knuckling. And that just doesn't work, because eventually we'll throw in the towel. You might say something to yourself like, oh, I shouldn't have it. And that just makes you feel like, for me, it makes me feel like victimized or disempowered. If I think something like, it's not allowed, I feel cheated. I feel like it's not fair. What if you say something like, I know I'm sticking to this, like I'm doing it, I'm going to try harder. I want you to be careful of those kinds of words too, because that can end up in the white knuckling category. And when you feel like you're kind of gritting your teeth, eventually the same thing is going to happen. The over-restriction, over-desire, overeating cycle will start to play out. Can you guys see that cycle? When you over-restrict yourself, which is a physiological thing, but it's also a words thinking thing as well. You have to find out, am I in the land of over-restriction? And is it physiologically, like, am I actually over-restricting from a physiological standpoint, or am I over-restricting from a thought place? Am I just making it up? I heard a woman on a podcast yesterday, actually on Be Well by Kelly's podcast, and she was talking about restriction. She was talking about how she only eats whole foods. And she's like, and I don't even see that as restriction, because I'm just saying no to processed food, which is not food. And I was like, huh, that's so interesting. Good point. Anyways, so back to words matter. What if you think the thought, I'll never be able to have it again? That's going to create, like, what feeling would that create for you? Like, for me, that would create a feeling of intense desire that I can't contain. When you create with your brain an intense desire, a feeling of intense desire, and that intense desire builds and builds, you literally can't not eat the thing. What about if you think the thought, I'll hurt her feelings? How do you feel then? Then you might feel like indebted. Then you might feel responsible. And then you might eat the thing. What if you think this is really special, right? Again, you're going to increase that desire. You're going to feel intense desire, and then you're going to eat the thing. So I want you to play around with the thoughts that you're thinking, the words that you're choosing to think and believe, and what those words are making you feel and what those feelings are causing you to do. And are those actions serving you? Are those actions giving you what you want? And if they're not, you might want to go back to the root, to the words, and start poking at them, start playing with them. What are we going to actually do? What can we say instead? You heard my example, right? I can't have that. That is what I used to think. Instead, I think I'm on purpose choosing not to have that. And when I think that, I feel empowered. And when I feel empowered, I eat in a way that makes me feel good in the moment, 5 minutes after the moment, 5 days after the moment, and 5 years after the moment. What about I shouldn't have it? That's interesting. Yeah, maybe I shouldn't, but maybe we could soften that to something like, I kind of want to go back to like, I just choose not to. Yeah, like maybe I shouldn't. Maybe it isn't good in my health, but it just makes me feel kind of punished. So instead, I'm going to think I choose not to. What about it's not allowed? It's not allowed on my protocol. It's not allowed on my diet. You guys, let me be very clear with you. Anything is allowed. You can do whatever you want, whenever you want. You are choosing not to. So of course it's allowed. Like, nobody's going to come and take you to jail if you eat a cupcake. No. But you genuinely don't want to. It's really the difference between wanting to do something for yourself from a place of abundance versus scarcity, versus like, I can't, versus like, I'm not good enough, so I can't. What about it's not fair? Do you guys think this thought to yourselves? It's not fair. Like, why can my skinny friend eat all the things and just like rocker, like Victoria's Secret, like thong bikini. Oh my God, I used to think that all the time. All right, you know what? You guys, this one, I'll give it to you. Maybe it's not fair. Okay, so what? Do you want to know what? Me healing my relationship with my body and with food is the best gift, one of the best gifts I've ever given myself. So yeah, maybe it wasn't fair. But do you know how many gifts I got along the way of healing this? It was so worth it. I'm so glad. I really am truly on the other side. So maybe it's not fair, but maybe it's asking us to do some deeper work that will help us become the person that we want to be, that will help us live the lives that we want on a day to day. Oh my God. What about the thought I'll never be able to have it again? You guys, that's just like a plain lie, especially in our culture. You can pretty much have whatever you want, whenever you want. Like you can have like a lot of things shipped to you. You can like get in your car and go to the special bakery 30 minutes away that your brain is telling you, no, you can only have on your dad's birthday once a year. No, you can go to that bakery if you want to go to that bakery. What about like I'll hurt her feelings? We talked about this a couple episodes again. Yeah, you might hurt her feelings, right? So you guys, my invitation here is for you to play with your thought. Go back and forth with them. Disprove them. Or maybe agree with them. See what works for you. So that's what I'm asking you to do, because that is at the root of so much of our diet drama. You may want to replace a thought of like, I can't have that too. No, I'm actually choosing this instead. So you may want to actually change out the thought. You may want to challenge the thought. You may want to agree with the thought. Like, it's not fair. Okay. Yeah, you're right. It's not fair. Okay. So maybe this is like for me. Maybe this is on purpose. I really also want you to look at some of the facts versus thoughts. Do you guys know what a thought is? A thought is a sentence in our brains that is not necessarily true. And oftentimes our brains will offer thoughts to us as if they're facts. They'll disguise the thoughts as facts because our brain, you guys, our brain wants us to eat the cupcake. Our brain knows that if it can convince us to eat the cupcake, it's going to get a hit of dopamine. Our lower brains are not on board for the bikini in 6 months. Our brains are on board for the cupcake. So they're going to come up with any kind of little loopholes that they can get us to buy into so that they can get what they want. So play around with that. Is this a fact or is this a thought, right? I'll hurt her feelings. You guys, we don't even know that you're going to hurt her feelings. Like that's just something your brain's coming up with to get you to eat the cupcake. I can't have it. No, you really can. It sounds very factual. Sounds very true. This is really special. This is once in a lifetime. Sounds very true. It's not. Again, so this is where I want you going in and disproving. Okay, you guys, so your takeaway is twofold. You can start to write down some of the thoughts that come up, because when you do that, you'll start to create space between your brain, your thoughts, and you. When you see them on paper, you're like, oh, huh. Did you guys know that you're actually not your thoughts? You're just the thinker of your thoughts. We're the only species that can actually take a step back and look at our thoughts and decide, huh, do I want to keep thinking this? Is this serving me? Is this useful? And then continue to think them and choose them or let go of them and stop entertaining them. It's really cool. So, and that's really your takeaway, is to start writing down some of the thoughts that are creating the feelings and then the actions that you don't want, and start to do this practice on the fly. Watch yourself think. Take a step back. There's so many visuals out there. There's so many analogies of you and your brain. So you can think of yourself as yourself and then your brain, very straightforward. You can think of it as, I think Michael Singer describes it as like there's you and then there's the roommate, and the roommate is your brain. You can think of it as, what is that Pixar movie that I love? It's so cute. There's all kinds of different characters inside this little girl's brain. Oh my God, this is going to bug me now. But you can think of your thoughts as like little characters, right? You can even name the voice inside of your head that tries to derail you. So all kinds of different fun things for you to create more awareness and for you to create what you want to create. What did you guys think of the best of? It's so good, right? All right. So if this resonated with you, get on over to lauraconley.com, click work with me. You've tried all of the other things that don't work. Try the new and different thing. Stop doing the same thing and expecting a different result. This is new and different because we work on your mindset. If you feel like you know all the things and you just can't get yourself to do them, the reason why is because you haven't changed your brain. You haven't worked on your mindset. And that's exactly what we do inside the Yummy Mummy. Love you. Have the best day ever. Ciao, ciao. Hey, if you've enjoyed listening to this podcast, I would love it if you leave a rate, review, and a subscribe on whatever you're listening to this podcast in. Pretty pleased with the cherry on top. It would help me so much, and it would help all the other mamas out there hear this message. Thank you in advance. I really appreciate it. And you have to come check out the Yummy Mummy Experience. It's my proven lose weight for the last time group coaching and course. Head to lauraconley.com and just click work with me. Other than that, you guys, I would love to give you a free gift. If you want your free listener only gift, go to lauraconley.com/gift. And from there, you will get your free best ever weight loss hack. So cool. The last thing I want to tell you guys, is I do have a free Facebook group. It's called, you guessed it, The Yummy Mummy. Lose weight for the last time, end body drama, and get food freedom. You can just search that on Facebook, or again, you can head to the show notes and you'll find the link there. All right, you guys, have the best day ever.